The Black Flag Post. The Sino-Japanese War began in July 1894. Unfortunately, the Imperial China was defeated, and as a result, was forced to sign the infamous Shimonoseki Treaty in April 1895. Under the terms of the treaty, the Imperial China had to cede the islands of Taiwan and Penghu to Japan. When the Japanese troops arrived at Taiwan, the militia fought fiercely to defend Taiwanese sovereignty. The upheavals were all over the island, so that the letter couriers, or Minxingju, and official postal services stopped operating. At the time, the Black Flag General, Liu Yongfu, was stationing in Tainan. In order to restore the postal services for the local business communities and foreigners, and more so, to raise funds for military purposes, Liu Yongfu adopted the suggestion, as proposed by C.A. McCallum, a British customs officer at Anping, of stamp issuances for the Republic of Taiwan. As the Republic flag was represented by an oil-painted canvas, with a yellow tiger on blue background, a single tiger was, therefore, used as the central figure for the Black Flag issue. The Black Flag stamps, or the stamps of the Republic of Taiwan, were released in June 1895. These stamps have also been known as the single tiger stamps in Chinese philately. The Black Flag troops carried out strong resistances against the Japanese invaders, but still suffered immense losses. Finally, Liu Yongfu fled for China in September 1895. This basically applied a full stop to the Black Flag post, which only lasted for 81 days after its establishment. This exhibit presents only the pictorial replicas of the genuine stamps and covers, which are treasured by the museum. This is due to the unfortunate fact that the Black Flag stamps were printed on paper of great fragility and with inks which fade easily when exposed to light.